Well, this morning, Mark and Susan Rogers are hitting the highway in hopes of making it into the record books. They're heading to Montreal to help lead ukulele players in an attempt to break the world record for the most people playing the same song together on the ukulele. Well, what's the current record, you ask? 851 ukes, all playing in harmony. This was in London, England. Mark and Susan join me in studio before their road trip to Montreal. Good morning.
Hi, Ellie.
Thanks very much for coming in. So, Susan, could I start with you? Could you explain what's going to be happening in Montreal today?
It's the Just for Laughs Festival, of course, and Lucky Uke is a band that does, right now, has just released an album last year covering all the rock hits of the 70s and 80s, and they're going to be playing at 5:30 and for 45 minutes, and at the end of that, they're going to try and break the Guinness World Record. Their Steve's Music Store is handing out 1,000 ukuleles for anybody that shows up that they can use to play along, and they're going to teach the crowd 3 chords, and we're going to do this "We're Not Going to Take It" song.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So whoever's in the crowd is going to be handed a ukulele.
Yep.
And they're going to be taught to play a song, a 3-chord song. "We're Not Going to Take It," did you say?
Yes.
As in Twisted Sister?
Twisted Sister. Yeah.
Why Twisted Sister? Why?
Well, this band, Lucky Uke, that's for fun. They just put together this album who would think? Ukulele and rock hits, right? And they drew a crowd of 700 in Gatineau just a few weeks ago, and
it was
incredible.
Mark, you're not going to be just in the crowd for this event. You're going to be up on stage helping to lead the ensemble.
Yes. Lucky Uke has invited us and other members from the Bytown Ukulele Group who are going down with us today to join them on stage and participate in this.
So, because you know what you're doing, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay. I mentioned the record is 851 ukulele players made in London. You need, obviously, 852 to beat the record. What are the chances, Susan, that there'll be that many people game to give it a go in the audience?
I don't know, because they're handing out 1,000 ukuleles, and you can buy them too if you want for $20 afterwards. But because they're handing them out, I think there's a possibility.
Okay. All right. So I hear, and this is a vicious rumor spreading around the ukulele circles, that there's this group in Washington who also intends to try to break the record this summer. How do you think you'll do compared to that kind of organization?
I say good luck to them. I think we'll do it first.
Yes. So you'll have it even for just a little while.
Even if it's only for a month, that's good enough.
You mentioned the Bytown Ukulele Club.
Yeah.
You'll have to forgive me. I didn't know such a club existed in Ottawa. So this is my question. How did you get involved in the ukulele to such a degree in the first place, Susan? Where was the beginning?
We saw James Hill and Victoria Vox, two ukulele stars, perform at the Ottawa Folk Festival in 2009. And I said, oh my gosh, I just love that, and I have to do it. So I borrowed an old ukulele and took it camping with me up to Algonquin Park on our anniversary and my birthday. And I sat on the beach and played it like crazy. And then my husband, unbeknownst to me, had bought a ukulele for me from the Ottawa Folklore Center and presented it to me on my birthday up on the beach. And I've been in love with that and with him, of course, ever since. So,
Mark, how did you get your start?
She was having so much fun playing on the beach there that I said, I have to do this too. So when we got back into town, I went and bought myself a ukulele, and we've been playing together ever since.
And you're not alone. There are other people in Ottawa doing this.
There are many people.
We asked the Folklore Center, we said, is there a group? And they said, yeah, I believe there is. So we joined this group called the Ottawa Ukulele Group. And there were about 6 people that got together in a pub once a month. But of course, we were newcomers and newbies and all excited. So we started putting up posters and just buzzing on the internet about it. And by April, starting in April 2010, I guess, we were up to 17 members that came out. And now we're up to over 100.
No kidding.
And regularly 35 people show up once a month in the pub to sing. And it's just so much fun.
Why do you think this instrument is such a social instrument? Why does it attract people? What is it about that particular instrument?
It's so easy to play. The learning curve on it is so easy. You can learn three very, very simple chords and be singing hundreds of songs in half an hour type of thing. And it's just so amazing. And and the camaraderie, there's no judgment. I mean, we have people from all walks of life, all ages, and they just have a blast.
I don't know if you realize this. You probably haven't because your backs are to the studio, but a gathering of people here at the CBC, there's been a gathering of people, and they're all behind the glass. They're here to hear you.
Oh, dear.
So you've got your ukuleles. You've brought them in cases. You've unpacked them. Presumably, they're all tuned up. Could you give me a taste of the song that you're going to be playing tonight?
Sure. Now, we have to tell you, we're not trained professionals, so please try this at home.
That's our credo.
Okay.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose, and there ain't no way to lose it. This is our life, this is our song. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
Bravo!
My hands are shaking.
Somewhere Twisted Sister is rolling over, but I liked it. I like that. Okay, so someone's listening. They have a ukulele, as I do, gathering dust in a closet, and all of a sudden I'm re-inspired to give it a go. So can people join in? Yes. How does that work?
Yes. Well, you mean to the club?
Yeah,
yes.
Well,
oh, absolutely. Every third Wednesday of the month at the Clock Tower Brew Pub on Bank Street.
But what about this Guinness record
thing? Yes. Come down to Montreal. Absolutely. For 5:30 at the Place de Festival.
Are all these people heading up from Ottawa today in a big bus?
In a van, a bugmobile. There's 10 of us in our van.
I'm having a flashback to the 60s, and I wasn't even there.
And we're meeting some others there, and then the ukulele group from Montreal, and possibly people from Toronto and Kingston.
Okay, there's some trucker on the 417 that's going to be pulling up, passing you guys in your bugmobile, looking in. Are you guys going to be practicing?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that the ukes will be out.
Can you give me one more minute of music from your repertoire? What's your favorite song?
Well, we've been playing Ingrid Michaelson lately. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay, just one more minute.
Don't you worry there, my honey. We might not have any money, but we've got our love to pay the bills. Maybe I think you're cute and funny. Maybe I wanna do what bunnies do with you, if you know what I mean. Oh, let's get rich and buy our parents homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Thank you so much. Best of luck today. I really hope you hit the mark, that you get the record, at least for a short time before those folks in the States.
Thank you very much, Hallie.
Thanks so much. Mark and Susan Rogers run the Bytown Ukulele Group.